We learned several days ago, thanks to an ACLU Freedom of Information Act suit, that local law enforcement is often tracking cell phones without court orders to do so. The New York Times, which looked at documents that the ACLU received, reported that cell phone tracking has become widespread and that it's also big business for cell phone companies. Well, now, Forbes magazine technology reporter Andy Greenberg has looked into that business. How much does a cell phone company charge for records of your cell phone's whereabouts? Well, Andy Greenberg joins us now from New York. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
And how much do they charge?
Well, what's interesting is just how varied and complex these bills to law enforcement for data intercepts and wiretapping are. It's really just as complex as it is for you and I to pay our cell phone bill. There's a fee to intercept voice, but there's an extra fee for text messages and voicemail, for instance. So T-Mobile, for instance, charges a flat fee of $500 per target, and AT&T charges $325 activation fee plus this $5 per day for data and $10 for audio. It sounds quite a lot like it does when we pay our monthly bills.
Yeah, reach out and tap someone is what it sounds like.
Exactly. Yeah.
If a cell phone company actually has a stated policy that it won't sell its customers' information to anyone, are they breaking that policy if they have this whole schedule of fees and there's no court order mandating surveillance?
Well, that's what's strange about the responses that I got from phone carriers. AT&T specifically pointed me towards their privacy policy when I asked about this and highlighted one sentence that says, "We do not sell your information to anyone, period." And when I brought this up to the ACLU, they said that's clearly misleading. I mean, what is the definition of sell? I mean, these companies are, in fact, handing over your data to a third party, law enforcement in this case, for a fee. So does that sound like selling your data to you? It sounds quite a lot like it to me.
Did AT&T tell you how they reconcile what they're doing with their policy?
AT&T was one of the most closed-mouthed companies that I asked about this. Sprint and Verizon both had slightly more detailed responses. Sprint, for instance, wanted to point out that it doesn't profit from this, but it does feel like it's legally required to comply.
Now, so far as you know and what you've gleaned from the ACLU, are we talking about a handful of terror suspects, serial murderers, kidnappers, or is this relatively widespread concerning lots of criminal suspects?
I think the vast majority of wiretappings are about drugs, the war on drugs. If you look at the last 10 years, there's been this vast increase in wiretaps, which are all reported. These are the ones that require warrants, and that's documented in a report from the courts that's submitted every year.
As you understand it, if a cell phone carrier were to say, no, you need a court order to do that, would law enforcement then just go to court and get warrants?
That's my understanding, but there are different kinds of these data requests. There are straightforward wiretaps for which law enforcement does seem to need a warrant. But then there are these things like pen registers and trap and trace, which simply look at the call logs, the numbers that someone is calling or who's calling them. Then there are things like checking text messages. And then perhaps the creepiest of all is location tracking. Mm-hmm. And for location tracking, there is no legal mandate for a warrant as yet.
What exactly is a tower dump? I gather that's a term of art here.
That's something that I first learned about through this FOIA request from the ACLU, and it's been described to me as a record of every call that's made and every call that's received through a certain tower, regardless of whether they're a suspect in a criminal investigation or not.
Is it clear to you, by the way, that this fee schedule that you were told about, that this is only for law enforcement, even without a warrant? Or, I mean, could the local daily newspaper or local TV newsroom decide that it wants to buy a tower dump or to track a particular cell phone?
That I really hope that that's not the case. That would be an enormous privacy scandal. But there is no indication from these documents that that's happening. I mean, these were very – I got this billing specifically from a Tucson, Arizona police department, and they're referring to this as a law enforcement request system, not something that Rupert Murdoch can call up Sprint and get thousands of people's phone records, thank God.
Well, thanks for talking with us about it.
Thanks so much.
It's a technology reporter, Andy Greenberg, of Forbes magazine.
This is NPR News.